be a sign in the world, the proto-galaxy that becomes the Milky Way. Dr. Ken Croswell, writing at Science News, introduces us to a discovery made by the Gaia spacecraft, whose mission is to chart the Milky Way. Finding a proto-galaxy 18,000 light years across that right now we're understanding it's where we came from. We're part of the Milky Way. We're in the thin disk following the thick disk, somewhere in relationship to the black hole that's the center, and then the proto-galaxy. Now, Ken, at the close of your piece at Science News, you tease about what comes next. Stars that astronomers can now scrutinize for further clues to the galaxy's birth and early evolution. What do we want to learn for looking at the red giants that are in the proto-galaxy?
Well, one thing, as I mentioned in the last segment, that we've already learned is to see the Milky Way's initial spin-up. That, I think, is really exciting. It's transitioned from an object that didn't rotate into one that now does. We can also now look at these stars, especially the most metal poor of these stars, which are presumably the oldest, and look at what chemical elements they have. Because those chemical elements, aside from the hydrogen and helium, were made in a previous generation of stars. And there are theoretical predictions for how stars of different masses make different proportions of metals. Okay? So what we'd like to do is measure, say, how much oxygen those exploding stars made, or magnesium, or calcium, or iron. And then that will give us clues to what the very first stars in the Milky Way were like, stars that no longer exist. In other words, we can use these very old stars that still do exist to deduce what the very first generation of stars was like. The second thing we can do is to study further the orbital motion of these stars in the protogalaxy around the Milky Way. That tells us a lot about what was going on in the Milky Way back then. So I think, broadly speaking, what we'd like to learn more concerning these stars is their chemical composition, their kinematics, and also if there's a way to actually date them, to get their ages. The work I wrote about in March at the Science News website used a particular type of star called a subgiant, which is not quite as bright as a red giant. And those stars are easier to measure the ages of. So I can imagine one possibility of this work might be to find the subgiants in this population and to try to establish the ages of these stars. That would be exciting if it can be done.
Dr. Ken Croswell, he's the author of The Alchemy of the Heavens. He's the Science News reporter giving us information we've never had before, a proto-galaxy that begins all of us in the Milky Way, and we're lucky to be here. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.